11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals.
Welcome along to the League Podcast. My name's Lee Phelps. Pete Farris is with me on Skype today, Pete, on a Saturday morning. This is the first time for a Saturday morning League Podcast, looking at the second legs of the Championship playoff semi-finals. It's Derby versus Brighton up first, and then we've got the return leg, QPR versus Wigan. Let's start with Derby Brighton first of all, Pete. You predicted the game really well on the podcast. You were on In-Play Radio and absolutely nailed, well, just about everything, I think, on the night. It seems to me Brighton thought they maybe could shut Derby out, and now that if they didn't know it beforehand, they should know it now. The only way to beat Derby, this may seem obvious, is to score more goals than them. And what I mean by that is you can't keep them to nil. You've got to just try and go at them and try and hit them on the counter and try and outscore them on the night.
Yeah.
Look, trailing 2-1, it's a struggle this for Brighton, isn't it?
It's certainly going to the iPro, it's a big struggle, yeah. I mean, Derby went to the Riverside recently and lost 1-0, of course, against Middlesbrough. But I know exactly what you're saying. That was a day where Derby, to be fair, just had an off day rather than particularly being a side who were scoring goals and Borough were outscoring them. I looked at the game And do you know what? Having seen how that first leg was, you've got to be getting involved for me in another pro derby, but you've got to get involved in another goals bet. Now, what we saw in that first leg was two teams who were willing to go at each other. Of course, Jesse Lingard got that first. Brighton had a couple of really good chances throughout the game as well. But Derby, we saw their attacking quality, the Chris Martin penalty, the admittedly own goal from Thomas Kusiak, but it still came from a lovely bit of movement down Derby's right-hand side. Now, if I was to sit in a room, a darkened room, Lee, and just shout numbers at you, and if I was to say, what would you expect over 2.5 goals in this game to be, what would you tell me? Knowing Derby, knowing the first leg, what would you expect?
6-10.
It's 11-10.
What?
It's all.
What?
In this.
Crazy.
Which is, and I don't want to be over the top here, absolute madness. When you think about what Derby have done this season at home, if we go through their home games, you will see absolute rafts of goal. We know that they are dangerous. I mean, go through their last five home games heading toward the end of the season. 5-0, 3-0, 3-1, 2-1, 4-2. Now, I know that whenever you're playing an overs bet in a Derby, in a Brighton game, sorry, you have to be a little bit nervous. I get that. But he's landed in three of the last five away games. But the key element, the one ingredient of this which makes that such a good bet, Brighton haven't got a choice. They can't set up to defend here. They just can't. It's not how two-leg affairs work. And Oscar Garcia has got to have his attacking players, the likes of Orlandi, the likes of Jesse Lingard, of Ojoa. He's going to need those players to go at this, and they are going to have a no-holds-barred approach, especially if the game begins to be very, very tight and closer as it gets towards full-time. So, over 2.5 in this is 11-10, which is unbelievable. But I've got to say, as much as I think Brighton will throw everything at Derby, I think Derby are going to hit him. 11-2 was the price on Match Result, and both teams have scored Derby in the first leg. I'd take it at 7-2 in this one as well, to be honest with you. You could, if you want, play Derby and overs, but I'm positive Brighton score because of the way they throw everything at Derby. And you know, I mentioned Derby's goals going in for them. When they're conceding against Huddersfield, Barnsley, Watford, Millwall, of course, at home as well. I think you've got to really, for me, get involved in that. The over 2.5 is amazing. Also, Jamie Ward had a couple of decent chances in that first leg. He's 2-1 any time. Great player and can step up. You know, the Forest Derby, if you will, is always a very, very bitter, tense, high-profile, nervy game. And he stepped up in those on occasion. I think that's a really, really strong way in as well. I tell you what, the value in this game is unbelievable, but for me, Derby are a team already pretty much, as the to qualify at 1-8 market shows, we're already at Wembley.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. The other way in, Pete, if you like that over 2.5, and as you said, you think Brighton can score, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals, which is it's on the main section, just underneath the teams to score section. That's 29-20 as well. So I know you're asking for, you've got a few more, one more thing going for you in the over 2.5, i.e. a derby 3-0 win or better.
Yeah.
But if you think that Brighton will get on the score sheet, then that might be eking out a little bit more value.
Yeah.
Can't disagree with much you said there, to be fair.
No, the last one as well, Lee, just very quickly, just because we know, and I'll be playing this as an acker, depending on how the League One and League Two games sit as well, I'll be playing this as an acker as well across all the second legs if I can manage to do so. And that's match goals, 76 to full time, yes. We know the drama. We know the drama in these playoff games across every league. It's 21-20.
Yeah, that looks decent.
Yeah, if you play it in all of the games and you play it, you know, in trebles and doubles, or you know, however else you want to play it, I think you might make a profit on that.
Yeah, nice. To qualify prices, should you want them, 1-8 Derby, yeah. Which is very, very short, of course. And Brighton to qualify by whatever means. Remember, no away goals in the playoffs. It's 9-2. So if it is level come the end of extra time, then it will go to penalties. QPR face Wigan at 0-0. This one's on Monday at 7:45. QPR 11-10. The draw is 23-10, and Wigan are priced up at 11-5. To qualify, QPR 8-13, Wigan priced up at 6-5. Well, QPR are probably the happier of the two teams, obviously going home for the return leg at 0-0. Wigan really probably needed a goal. Still haven't scored against QPR. We gave you that stat in the first podcast we did with the first leg semi-finals. No goal in three matches against QPR. To be fair, QPR have only scored one against Wigan, but that they are the only team to have won this tie. Interesting one. You'd imagine, really, with all the experience that QPR have got in the ranks and in the management, that they should be able to get through this. You just wonder if it's finally catching up with them a bit, Pete. I mean, they've probably played more games than any other team in England this season.
Yeah, you know, that Europa League, the fact that they even are where they are. Following that.
And the Community Shield as well, remember?
Yeah, Community Shield. Just with everything together, where they are now is unbelievable. And when, of course, you consider a change in management, it just shows you the overall achievement this season that Wigan have made. Even if they don't go up, this has been a season that I think they can be very, very proud of. There's no question. This is a weird game. That first leg was a very, very weird game in some ways. There were some really good chances for Marc-Antoine Fortuné, for example, who obviously tested the keeper a couple of times. But what really stood out to me in that was A, the expected Harry Redknapp pragmatism, but B, how dirty it was. There was an awful lot of bookings. You know, you came up with Richard Dunn having been booked for QPR, Caldwell, McCarthy, McManaman. There you go, I've learned how to say it properly. But also, the argument is that Clint Hill maybe should have been sent off. He did certainly stick an elbow in. So all of that together, added to the fact that this is already a tight, tense affair, added to the fact that, speaking generally this season, there have been tight affairs between these two sides. It's not available on the William Hill console right now. It will be unquestionably available before the game kicks off. But I really like the look of a red card in this match. Add to that fact that Mark Klattenberg is the man in charge. You know, don't forget in the Benfica-Juve game, another tight, tense affair, a 0-0 in terms of the actual Europa League score. He sent two players off. He whipped out the yellow card six times. Liverpool-Man City, a 3-2, a tight, tense affair in terms of, you know, admittedly not goals, but in terms of the actual match. Red card in that one as well, lots of bookings. I think Mark Klattenberg mixed with what this game is, mixed with the amount of bookings we saw in the first leg, personally speaking, I think it's a great play for when it goes live on a red card in the match. I also think the QPR do this. I think Derby do QPR in the final. That's what I'd be looking at right now, but I think QPR do it. It might be a bridge too far for Wigan, but again, the argument against my argument would be that they've done it in the FA Cups, and you know they've done it when they've needed to this season and last. But I just think that maybe Harry's pragmatism, that midfield, I mean, if you go through that midfield, it's just like trying to pass around a wall. I mean, Gary O'Neill, of course, is an incredibly strong central midfielder. Carl Henry, who, by the way, is not short of a red card or two in his history.
That's true, yeah.
Is in there, of course, as well. Joey Barton, also quite a wilting flower within that midfield.
Tell me, I've never heard of this chap, Joseph Barton. You say is he like a tackle? Does he? Or
yeah, and also he never particularly speaks his mind publicly.
No, well, that's,
yeah. But you know, Richard Dunn got booked in the first leg. He can, of course, get bookings as well. So that midfield is so solid, it's so grindy that I think that Wigan, who came up against it in the first leg and struggled to get past it in the first leg, for me, I think it might be the case again. The bet I would play here when it goes live is QPR by a goal. That's the -1/+1 on the handicap if you want to try and find it, that one, the handicap tie. In play, of course, it's got its own winning margin live. You could just play QPR on the match betting at 11-10 or to qualify at 8-13, which gives you extra time and penalties if needs be. I'd also look at Charlie Austin. You know, I know he didn't score in the first leg, but he's one of the fresher of the QPR players. Of course, had that long-lasting injury. People thought he'd miss the rest of the season. He's come back in. He's scored a few goals. He's looked dangerous. And I think it might be him step up. And I think 6-5 any time for Charlie Austin, a man who does stand over the occasional set piece as well, is very good. But ultimately, QPR by a goal looks really good. When it goes live, a red card. Or you could just play a high in your booking points. You're over 45, 55 booking points. You could do that.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do that instead, that is your want. So I think all of that together for me is some really good ways in, but ultimately I think we're looking down the barrel of a QPR Derby Wembley final.
Yeah, it's hard to I was just looking at QPR's home form, which was brilliant early in the season. It's drifted a little bit, and I was quite surprised to see, Pete, that 10 of the last 12 home games have featured both teams scoring, which I wouldn't necessarily think was going to happen in this game after seeing the first leg and seeing the previous two matches between the two of them. But it's quite a compelling stat. No both teams to score prices as we record this, but as Pete said, check the website. The full list of QPR Wigan markets will be available very shortly. It's we're recording this quite early on Saturday morning. Obviously, the game was only played last night. The outright prices for promotion: Derby 6-5, QPR 9-4, Wigan 3-1, and Brighton 9-1. So the traders agreeing with what Pete's saying, that Derby will eventually find themselves back in the Premier League. Pete, your nap landed. Congratulations. It was a beauty as well. 11-2, was it, for Derby to win and both teams to score?
Well, everyone said it was that, and I'm not going to complain if it was, but I thought I backed the Derby by a goal.
Oh, right, maybe you have. Well, I'll double check that.
I can't remember, but either way, it landed, and I remember being absolutely thrilled.
It's in my book, which is in the car, and I'm not in my car at the moment, so I will check that. Mine's yet to run. It's in the Rotherham game. Over 2.5 goals in the Rotherham match. Are we going to do another one now, or do you want to wait until we get the games
on? I'm happy to do another one right now.
I am as well. What are you going for?
Over 2.5 in the Derby Brighton game at
11:30. I thought you might, to be fair. The way you were building that up. I won't go for the both teams to score over 2.5. I'll tell you what I will go for. I'm as confident as Pete is in Derby winning. So I was very tempted to go Chris Martin to score in a Derby win. But Chris Martin to score in the match at even money, I'm not really sure. He wouldn't be even money if this was a normal league game. He'd be a touch of odds on, I think. So that's mine. Chris Martin anytime for Derby County at even money. Thanks, Pete.
Yes.
Nice, short and sweet. We're doing the next preview on Monday, and that'll be for the next set of League One second leg semi-finals. So I'll post the link on Twitter, and you can find it at williamhill.com/podcast and audio boo as well. Have a good weekend, Pete.
Yeah, you as well, Paul. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Cheers, mate. If you're having a bet on any of the matches that we've just discussed, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.